Game of the Amazon, featuring Harold Knowles, world-famous explorer in person.
Leaving Donovan to guard the plane, Gene and Jimmy Brady cautiously made their way toward the Indian village. Passing quietly behind the native huts, they located Mr. Knowles bound and gagged in the doctor's dwelling. It was while Miss Jean was liberating the captive that Jimmy Brady was busy with his big box of firecrackers and skyrockets. At the far end of the village street stood a great pile of firewood. When kindled, it would be the ceremonial fire around which the natives would perform the dance of death. Quickly but carefully, Jimmy buried the fireworks deep among the dry wood, then hurried back to join his sister and Knowles. None too soon either, for suddenly the frenzied Indians came rushing with torches. The ceremonial fire was kindled and the dancing began. Anxiously, our three friends awaited developments. Then suddenly came a great sizzling sound, a loud bang, a red ball of light shot high in the air. The tom-toms stopped suddenly. The dancers stood thunderstruck. What great magic is this? It is a tense and dangerous moment. The firework display is just starting.
All right, we'll sit down to the doorway here, back in the shadow. We can see all that goes on. If the other two Roman candles work as good as that one, we're all right.
Well, say, Mr. Knowles, where's Jimmy? Where'd he go?
Why, he was... Good heavens, I thought he was... Well, I wonder what...
Okay, folks. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late, but I just had to get there.
Oh, say again, I forgot about it. Jimmy, you'd better hang on to that roarer. You've got stronger hands than I have, and you could make it roar louder, so you handle it.
Jimmy, I didn't like that. You take things on your own shoulders too much. It's a dangerous thing to do, going around there for that noisemaker.
But, Mr. Knowles, we need this thing. We need it. What if the old witch doctor should decide to come into his hut for safety? Why, a blast from this thing and his teeth will curl. We need this bull roar right about now, I hope.
True enough, Jimmy. But I insist that you stop taking so many rash chances. I mean to deliver you and Jean to your dad up in the Black Flame Country. Deliver you well and healthy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Knowles, but gosh... When we kids think about something important like this bull roar, we just got to get going, that's all.
Well, anyway, it turned out all right. Better get my permission the next time you feel the urge to get into danger, though. Those Indians out there right now, they're dynamite.
They sure look at Mr. Knowles. Not a sound out of them. They look as if they want to run like everything.
Yeah, they all got their spears and machetes and blowguns, too, holding them ready.
Yes, and a guardian angel protect anyone that gets in their way right now.
Gee whiz. Is it as bad as all that?
Hot dog! Look at that burp, will you? I didn't fall on my job, Mr. Knowles. I didn't. Look at that. There's fireworks for you.
Yeah, it's a dandy display, Jimmy. Something the Indians never saw before. Something they'll never forget.
Hey, look at them. They're like a bunch of sheep, all dashing here and there, jumping all over each other.
Handspring's me, aye. He's got his big feet all tangled up in that bow and arrow of his. They're scattering, Mr. Knowles. They're hot-footing it all right.
Well, he's coming. Look out. They just don't know what's happened. It's magic to them, bad magic.
Oh, gosh, danger or no danger. That's funny. These fireballs from the Roman candles, they're shooting all over everything. I just saw one land smack on a big Indian's neck.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, look at that skyrocket. Wow. By some of these warriors aren't going to stop running till they come to the Panama Canal.
Yes, I'll bet Grogan and Scroggins are shivering in their boots right now.
Hear that, Mr. Noyce? Yeah. Pistol shots. That came from the hut where Grogan and Scroggins are now. What happened?
Oh, maybe Scroggins just lost his head, scared to death. Well, those two men knew the danger of the moment.
Look, Mr. Noyce. Look, here comes an Indian. And he's heading right for us. Say, it's the witch doctor.
The bull roar, Jimmy. Hurry, hurry.
Hold everything, then.
Well done, Jimmy. There he goes. Oh, that was too much for his constitution. He won't be back in a hurry.
Say, how about going out into the street and giving them some more of that blood-curdling music? Well, what do you say about it, Mr. Noyce?
Go ahead, Jimmy. Just outside the door. Keep in the shadow. I'll keep watch. Now, hurry. Give them a few more blasts just to put the finishing touches on it.
That's me, and here goes. Hang on to your seat, folks.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Noyce. You heard that, folks? That's enough to scare anyone. My, those poor Indians.
Yes, with that, I do feel rather sorry for them. Ignorant savages, brave as lions, face any danger they can see. But the unknown, the unseen, it's too much for them.
I'll bet it'll be a long time before they come back here. But what about the women, the mother Indians and the children and the babies? Where are they? Haven't seen anything of them around.
This dance they were doing, ceremonial dance, the women and children are not allowed to take part at all, not even allowed to witness it. The women and children are all out in the jungle far enough away.
You mean the warriors send their families out into the jungle unprotected?
Well, the older men, beyond the age of being useful warriors, they go with the women and children as protectors, build little temporary grass huts and shelters.
Hey, Jimmy, that's about enough. Come on back in here.
Oh, there you go. Just a wet blanket, Gene. You're just having a swell time chasing savage Indians, and you got to butt in and spoil my whole evening. Say, Gene, was that a swell war, or was it?
Well, what now, Mr. Noyce? I suppose Grogan and Scroggins are our next on the program.
Yes, they come next. But we still have to be careful. There may be an old warrior hanging around, scared and hiding.
Oh, gosh, I hope none of the fleeing Indians happen to take the trail down to the river.
Oh, we won't worry about that yet. Mr. Irish Donovan will be able to hold his own. I'm pretty sure of that, all right.
Well, Mr. Noyce, what did you make of the gunshot that came from the direction of Grogan's hut? You think maybe some Indians busted in on them?
I don't know. I doubt it. If they did, and that was Scroggins shooting, then the Indians didn't stay long.
Or maybe that was Scroggins using the gun on Grogan. Maybe they had a battle, just the two of them.
I doubt it. And all that noise, with the wild warriors so frantic and everything, both Grogan and Scroggins knew that the best thing was to keep perfectly still.
I don't hear a sound now. Quiet as can be.
And Grogan and Scroggins have it all figured out. They know that we set off those fireworks.
Yes, even before they exploded.
Gosh, some of them still look like they're going to explode.
Oh, yes, but I mean Scroggins had suspicions. I was to blame for that, and I nearly told him what was going to happen.
Yeah, but I butted in and stopped you before you spilled the beans.
Well, it all worked out splendidly. Better than expected. I'm glad the show was delayed as it was. Who knows? If the fireworks had exploded any sooner, it might have caught us rather unprepared.
Well, it sure gave us a chance to. It gave you a chance to get the guns and ammunition back to the plane. I wonder what Pedro thinks about it. I wonder if he met any scurrying Indians.
Well, Pedro just doesn't meet Indians that way. He knows enough to keep out of the way until he's needed.
Mr. Noyce, don't you think the coast is quite clear now?
Gee
whiz, I'm anxious to get back into the cabin of the plane.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to get out of this part of the jungle.
Ooh, you and me both, Jimmy.
Yes, I guess we all are. And I suppose we might as well go ahead and gather in our two beloved friends, Mr. Butch Grogan and his lordship, Limey Scroggins. Yeah, but first, we must have Grogan take us to the place where he hid the treasure map.
Oh, say, we almost forgot, Jimmy. Mr. Noyce, we know where the map is.
Yeah?
Well, sure we do, Mr. Noyce. We heard the whole thing when we were listening to Grogan and Limey.
Well, then let's go and get it now.
Oh, but we can't. Well, that is, we have to get it from Grogan and his partner. You see, they have it.
But it was supposed to be hidden. Surely they aren't running around with that valuable paper in their pockets, are they?
Now they are, Mr. Noyce. And pockets is right.
Huh?
Grogan had it hidden right here in this hut. We heard him tell Scroggins. Told him it was hidden in a skull hanging over the doorway.
Ooh, look up there, Jimmy. There's the skull, all right. That's where it was hidden. Gosh, I don't believe I want to touch that map. Not after it's been hidden in that gruesome-looking skull. Ooh, no sir.
Oh, yeah? Well, skull or no skull, you just let me get my hands on that map once more. I'll show you.
And Scroggins has the map now, you say?
Oh, no, Mr. Norris. He only has half of it. Limey took Grogan's advice and tore the map into two halves. So they each took a half.
Birds of a feather, eh? Both suspicious. So they aim to keep each other honest by each taking half of the map. Then it means that we must be sure to watch both men now. One will be even more dangerous than the other if he gets an opportunity.
But then Grogan goes down to the river to the jail. That'll be one less we'll have to watch.
I wish I knew exactly what to do in this case. I'd like to see Limey Scroggins put safely away for a year or so, too. He certainly deserves it. He's a bad hombre if there ever was one.
But why not both of them? Why not give the both of them to the Brazilian authorities?
I'd like to. But Limey Scroggins seems to be the only man who knows exactly where your dad is at the moment. To see you arranged with some Indian tribe up near the Colombian border to hold your dad.
I guess we just have to let Limey go along with us. But Mr. Noyce, please, just give me the job of keeping an eye on him. That's all I ask. Say, he'd never get a chance to try any monkey business. What do you say, Mr. Noyce?
Please say yes, Mr. Noyce, but let me in on it, too. Between Jimmy and me, Scroggins will be peaceful as a lamb. We promise.
Well, I'll withhold my decision for a little while, if you don't mind. I'm going to have a long talk with Limey once we get him back in the cabin of the plane.
Well, let's start now. We haven't heard a sound for several minutes. Indians seem to have vanished for good.
I guess it's safe enough now, all right. I'll get your guns. Yes, and we'll just step around and gather up our two bandits. Jimmy and Eugene.
Yes, sir?
Just stand back a little when we reach the door. They may attempt to make a break for it. They seem to know I don't fancy shooting a man.
Okay, Mr. Noyce. Over here, Gene. Okay, give them lots of room.
All right, Grogan. You too, Scroggins. Come on out now. We're going on a little journey. Snap into it.
No answer, Mr. Noyce.
Say, those shots we heard, maybe the Indians got into that hut. Maybe. Wait, Mr. Noyce, you cover the door. Let me take a look. Well, say, what do you know about this? They're gone. They're gone, Mr. Noyce. The hut's empty.
Well, what do you know about that? Grogan and Limey Scroggins are missing. What happened? Can it be possible that the fleeing Indians grabbed them and took them away into the jungle? Perhaps it would be a good riddance. But what if they have escaped? That would be bad. I'm afraid we haven't heard the last of Grogan and Scroggins, not by a long chalk. Maybe in our next broadcast, we'll learn what has happened to them.